playing with the blues.
The other day, I came from his house to school, to home, to work, to home again, and that was about 75 miles.
You know, it used to be $40, and then it was $50, and then it was $60, you know, just recently to fill up my tank. I've definitely noticed that.
Like, who got the best miles per gallon? It's like our dinner time conversation, like, I got 30 miles per gallon this morning, and he's like, well, I got 32.
We like to go out to eat a lot. We like to go to different places, and we haven't been able to do that much lately because, you know, using the gas, you know, the cost of food, it just doesn't justify it.
The last voice you heard was Eric Heckman. He's a bartender at the Sheraton in Chapel Hill, and he lives in Carrboro. His girlfriend, Carol Martell, lives in North Raleigh. She works part-time and goes to school full-time at NC State. Carol and Eric are in their late 20s. Carol says they hope to get married someday, so she can't let the price of gas get in the way.
I actually really try not to think about how much gas I spend, especially because I use most of my frivolous, quote-unquote frivolous spending on gas is to go see my boyfriend, but I can't think of it like that. I don't like to calculate how much it costs me because that's got to be one of my necessity things to keep that relationship healthy.
Eric says he tries to help out.
And I try to drop her, you know, some money here and there, you know, $20, you know, come, I want to see you, I'll give you $20 and get here for your gas and stuff like that. But, you know, it's not a good feeling when you have to pay your own girlfriend to come and see you. It's not the best thing in the world. It's like a necessary evil.
The moment the price of gasoline jumped off of the $4, people got crazy.
Dan Ariely is a behavioral economist at Duke University's Fuqua School of Business and author of the book Predictably Irrational, The Hidden Forces That Shape Our Decisions. Ariely says friends and couples have probably done some irrational things in order to save money these days. He says people tend to overvalue things with a well-known structure and undervalue things that are fuzzy, less clear, like love and romance. Ariely says the problem is we all know how much a gallon of gas costs, but the value of love and friendship, there's no pump and meter to gauge.
In fact, the buying, shopping gasoline instant is a very unique one. You stand next to it, and for 5 minutes, you have nothing else to do but to look at the price and see it. And as a consequence, we all remember it. I mean, I ask you, do you know how much a kilowatt of energy is?
No, I don't. But Ariely says because we do know how much gas costs, it has a huge influence over our life beyond its economical value. The social lives of the married couples who answered our query didn't seem too affected by the price of gas. One listener from Chapel Hill wrote in an email, his relationship with his wife has improved because they now combine car trips when running errands. Another listener said he and his wife decided to stay home in Cary instead of going to Asheville for their wedding anniversary. And then there's a woman from Carrboro who says life with her significant other is great, but friends are citing gas prices as an excuse not to hang out. She says, suddenly, I'm not worth the $4-something-a-gallon ride from Raleigh.
5, 6, 7, 8. Now, sharp. So what you're doing is you're squeezing your butt cheeks. Squeeze, squeeze. The alternate means.
Megan Fazekas teaches belly dancing at 9th Street Dance in Durham. She lives in Durham but works in Raleigh and goes to belly dance classes around the Triangle. So she drives 75 to 100 miles a day.
And smooth. Wednesday nights are like my free nights, and that's when Adam and I have dinner together and hang out and don't do anything.
Adam King is Megan's boyfriend, and 2 months ago she moved in with him. They had dated a year and were getting more serious, and her apartment lease was ending.
I was paying $600 a month at my old place. Now I'm paying $300 a month. So that was huge, and I was shocked when he told me that's all he wanted from me. I was like, really? I can pay more, I promise. He's like, no, no. Okay. But we split the utilities and the grocery bills and everything like that.
She was living in an apartment that was really dark. It didn't get any sunlight, so all the healthy plants are mine.
Adam says he's glad Megan moved in. He says the price of gas is no longer an excuse not to see each other. Over the summer, Adam began working 10-and-a-half-hour days at UNC's Kenan Flagler Business School. That way, he gets to commute from Durham during off-peak hours, and he gets Tuesdays off. Still, Adam's eyes are always looking for ways to cut down on gas. He drives a glossy red 2007 Volkswagen GTI.
So on the screen here, it has the average miles per gallon, and so that's always staring at me basically every day as I'm driving around. So I've gone 305 miles so far in this tank, and I have another 105 miles to go.
Duke's Dan Ariely says it's hard to turn away from monitoring your miles per gallon these days, but he encourages you to try it.
I think in principle, by understanding some of the irrational tendencies, I would never, never, never sacrifice friendship for gasoline prices.
The cost of losing love could end up being the biggest price you pay. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.